Okay, we're on the very bottom of Hey Amid Beis. The Gemara wants to learn from Ish Avi V'Imo Tiro, that the Torah specifically says that if your father tells you to Mechal Shabbos, you don't listen. Mashma, though, if it wouldn't be a special pasuk, you would listen, because Esei Dochalosa Esei Shebekaris. The Gemara says, well, you can't learn from there, because it's not talking where it's a lav of Kares, lav de Mechamer. That it's a talking about where your father told you to be Mechal Shabbos, or something that's only a regular lav and not Kares. Rashi, lav de Mechamer, achar behema. The Mechamer means where you walk after your animal and you instruct the animal to carry something or to do any other another malacha. Shubalav, which is only a lav. The losasiko malacha ato vehemtecha. You're not doing the malacha, your animal's doing the malacha. But there's a special lav, you can't do malacha through your animal. With a high lav, lekakoris, the low ovid maisha, the gufek. You're not doing the malacha personally, and therefore there's no koris, only a lav. Kvan the omer, perik mishahech, shech, hamacham, racha, behemta, b'shabas, potter. Potter from koris, and a carbon, but you're chayiv a lav. Okay. Shemar says, b'afilu hachi, lo dochi. And therefore, what's it called, even though it's only a lav, the essay of kibud av would not be dochet. Ela de kaimelon de osi essay de vedochi loso se ligma mi hochet de lo litzit. Why learn from kilayim betzitzis that essay dochalosa say? Learn from kibud av that essay is not dochalosa say. You see over here the Torah said that the regular essay is not dochalosa say. The chitam tein mashani lavi de Shabbos, the chamirei, even though it's only a lav, but it's a lav that's in Shabbos. Shabbos is very chomor, so that's why an essay is not docha any lav of Shabbos either, not only lav of Koresh. But a regular lav, essay docha lo sase, that we learn from Kalayim Betzitzis. So Mara says, v'hatana ba'almakoi, right? V'lokaporeh. The Tana says that this halacha, that not listening to your father or mother, to be over any lav, is equal to the lavim of Shabbos. And it doesn't ask that, well, maybe it's only Shabbos that the lavim are chamurim, that's why you don't listen. But it seems to say that any lav is the same thing. Titania, yochel omer lo oviv hitameh, o she omer lo al tazer, yochel yishomer lo. If a father, there was an aveda in a beis hakvaros, and the person's a kohen, and his father told him, go into the beis hakvaros and get the aveda. So, I might think you should listen to him. Right, because essay docha lo sase, the essay of kibud av is docha the lo sase of lo shetame, or he said don't return a lost article. So again, he wants to be over a lav of lo shucha lesale, and maybe the essay of kibud av is docha. And Talmud Lomar ish imo va'aviv tiro v'shabso say tishmoru kulchem chayav nichvodi. When it comes to mitzvahs, you have to listen to the Rabbanu Shalom, more important than your parents, because they have to listen to the Rabbanu Shalom too. And Gemara doesn't say, no, maybe over here you would listen, but only by Shabbos not. Gemara doesn't make that chiluk. Reis tois, that just like by Shabbos, you don't listen, by all other lavim too. So Gemara doesn't differentiate between Shabbos and other lavim. So if that's the case, so why don't we learn from Kibud Avoein that essay is not docha lo sase, instead of learning from Kilayim Betzitzis that it is. Ela mishum de'ikala mifrak malahana shekein hechsher mitzvah. So Rashi learns, let's leave the Rashi inside, Rashi learns like this. Rashi says, "Vafilu hachi lo dachi bitmir." So what are you telling me? That even though we're talking about a lav of Shabbos, not Koresh, it's still the essay of Kibud Avraham is not dochet. The ligmer mehachet, the lo dachi, afilu lav greda. So let's learn from here that essay is not docha, lo sase, even a regular lav. The chitei mashani lavi de Shabbos de chamiri, the kaimelo mechal Shabbos kovir overes kochavim, since Shabbos is mamish like being over the Avodah Zarah, so even the lavim of Shabbos are chomer. And that's why an essay is not docha, a lav of Shabbos. Not only lav of Koris, but other lavim not. The Tana infers from the halacha that you don't listen to your parents, legabe Shabbos, that you don't listen to them for any mitzvah. And it doesn't differentiate between Shabbos and other mitzvahs. The Yolif Shar Lave, Kigon Lav the Lo Yitame, the Kohen, The lav will sukal le salim, mi lav de Shabbos le chumra. The lo parchin is shani lavi de Shabbos de chamiri. The Gemara doesn't differentiate. So Vaishtai said these lavim were all the same. And just like it's not docha lav of Shabbos, not docha other lavim. Kibud avayin. Omer lo aviv le kohen. He tami beveis hakvaros v'hashiv aveda. The father told his son, the kohen, go into the beis hakvaros, be matami yourself, and be meshiv aveda. Right, the Gemara itself could have said the essay of Hashavas Aveda is Docha. But over there, it's what's it called? Hashavas Aveda is an essay in a low sase. Right, Osuchal Isalin, Hoshe Teshime. So the only problem is that the tomb of a coin is also an essay in a low sase. Kedoshim Tiyu and Lo Yitamu. So Tosha speaks about it. Oshahoiso Medes Bechutz, for Omer Lo Al Tarzir, Yokol Yishamalo, Tamad Lomer Ish Imova Adit. Or your father told you not to be meshiv an aveda. The alfinan lav the tuma, the lav the hashavas aveda milavi the shabbos. The Tana says that we can learn one from the other. It doesn't differentiate between the lav of shabbos, which is more chomer, and these lavim. Ela laolam de omer leishchot li basheli. This is how Rashi learns hechsher mitzvah. We're going back and saying that it's not talking about a lav of shabbos. It's talking about what your father told you to do an isser malacha, which is koresh. Still, you don't need the pasuk to tell me that Yibum is not docha. You couldn't learn it from Kibud Av V'Em. Even though Kibud Av V'Em, the Torah says specifically, because Kulchem Chayom Nechvodi, you don't listen to your father if he tells you to do something that's a lav and korek, mashma, that it wouldn't be for that svara, you would listen to him. So therefore, in where that svara doesn't apply, an essay would be docha alav sheyesh bo kares, and that's why you need the pasuk olero to tell me that yibum is not docha achos isha, right? No, you still wouldn't need it. Why? The ikal amifra, because you could say you can't learn from kibud av v'em. Malahana shchot li basher li shekein hechsher mitzvah the chilul shabbos. These things are necessary. You have to be mechalal shabbos to be able to makayim the mitzvah kibud av. If you don't cook and you don't what's it called shech, you won't be makayim kibud av. Ba'akiras lo sasi hu makayim esei de kibud. Zehu hechsher kiyumo. Because in the way the father set it up, right, if you don't shecht and you don't cook, you won't be able to makayim the mitzvah kibud av v'em. Ye'efshe l'kayim bo b'lo akiras lav. There's no way of being makayim this kibud av without being docheh the lav. Ye'efshe l'kayim bo akiras lav. Hilkach, ilo kosa v'shabsosai tishmoru ha've'emon yulitchi. Therefore, if it didn't say that everybody's chayim in kvod Hashem, and you shouldn't listen to your father, I would think you listen to him. Because the lav and the essay, you have to be over the lav to makayim the essay. Aval yibum lo zev uvad hechsher kiyum essay. Yibum, you don't have to be over the lav to makayim the essay of yibum, because you have another alternative. Chalitza. Shari yochol lachlos v'lo yakor lav shel erva. You could be cholech, right? V'lo itzvi cholecha. Menela, I wouldn't need the pasuk olecha to tell me you can't make yibum, because since there's another option, I wouldn't think that you could do it anyway. I wouldn't learn it from kibud av v'em. So that can't be the reason why you need olecha. That's Rashi. Tosa says, he brings proof, that we don't say that because you could be cholech, it's efshu l'kayim shneihem. But the mitzvah of yibum is the ikker. And if you can't do yibum, then it's like you're mavakal liyesa. What? That has nothing to do with anything. The mitzvah of yibum is the ikur mitzvah, right?
If you can only do chalitza and not yibum, then you can't do chalitza either.
No, but here it's because it's not doche. It's not that she's not ole liyibum, right? She really is ole liyibum, but because of the lav, you watch it, you can't do it physically, right? You do the chalitza. So the what's it called? Tosus proves that what's it called? That the fact that you could make chalitza is not called efshel l'kayim shneihem. You're not makayim the mitzvah of yibum by doing chalitza. It's a separate thing, separate mitzvah. It could be, it's not even a mitzvah, chalitza. Just a derech of how to get out of yibum. So Tosus says that can't be. It's not that yibum has another alternative and therefore you can't learn it from kibud av v'em. Tosus learns a different shot in the Gemara. He learns that it's still going on the lav, not koris. And Hechsher Mitzvah is why you can't learn from here that Ein Esei Docha Lo Sase. Right? If by Kibud Av V'Em, an Esei is not Docha Lo Sase. Okay, so let's learn from here other ones. No. By Kibbut Av O'Aim, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. Meaning you're not mamish mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av when you cook the meal. You're mekayim it when you feed your father. So by Kibbut Av O'Aim, you're not actually being mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av at the time that you're over the malach. Except since it's impossible to feed your father, I might think that it's doche kamashmal anah. But in a case like Yibum, where at the moment that you have the bia, you're over both Isurim, there you wouldn't learn from Kibbut Av, and it's not doche. Right? There it could be it is doche. Kibbut Av, that's a call, not by Yibum, by any essay doche lo sase. By regular essay doche lo sase, at the time that you're in the time of the essay, you're over the lav. Or at the time you're over the lav, in the time of the essay. But by Kibbut Av O'Ein, you're not mekayim the essay at the time you're over the lav. It's later that you're mekayim the essay when you feed your father. But the actual cooking is not the Kibbut Av. Right? And Tosa says that, therefore, even in a case where it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah, even though the limud is, right, cook for me or whatever, where the essay is not mekoyim at the time of the lav, but there are cases where the essay would be mekoyim, where the father tells you to do something, and at the time that you do it, that's when you're mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbut Av O'Aim. It's possible, right? By the case of Shchotli or Basheli, it doesn't happen at the same time. But it's possible that you'll be mekayim what the father wanted at the time you're over the lav. Right? Father said, take a shave. So he wants you to take a shave. Right? Shave me. So at the time you're shaving him, right, you're over the lav and you're mekayim the essay of Kibbut Av. Right? By shaving him. So it's possible to have Kibbut Av, but it's not a Hechsher Mitzvah the way Tosus learns it. Tosus says, since the Iker of Kibbut Av, most of the times, it's not at the same time, it never is doche, even where it is at the same time. That's how Tosus learns it. So we still don't have a reason why you need a pasuk aleha. Right? Why would I think that Yibum is doche alav sheyesh bo kores? There is no source to think that Lavim are doche alav, essay is doche alav sheyesh bo kores, but I need a pasuk by Yibum to tell me not. So we're back to the original question. Ela shokadai dechameina, teisei mi binyan beis hamikdash. I might think that you would learn from binyan beis hamikdash that, what's it called, that an essay is doche losa sheyesh bo kores, and therefore you need, what's it called, the pasuk aleha to tell me by Yibum it's not. Titania. Yochol yehei binyan beis hamikdash doche Shabbos. And I think that building the beis hamikdash should be doche Shabbos. Right? Tamad lomer, and shabsose tishmoru mikdashi tiro. Kulchem chayom nechvodim. Same thing. Keep my Shabbos, right? And be afraid of my mikdash. You're all chayiv in my kavod. And kavod of the mikdash is not as important as my kavod of Shabbos. My lab at bone never soser. And it's a chi of kores. Right? Building, regular building. Time of the Kosev Rachmana Eshabsose Tishmoru. Hola Pachi Dachi. If it wouldn't be for a special Pasuk Eshabsose Tishmoru, I would say that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos, even by Koris. So, therefore, I might think we should learn from there that fact that, and the only reason it's not Docha is because of a special Pasuk. That means without the special Pasuk, I would think there is Docha. So, if it wouldn't be a special Pasuk by Yibum, I would say it's Docha. Therefore, you need the Pasuk Aleha. Rashi. My lab at bone of the saucer. It's trich lemeisor apal gav the ab malachahu. You need a special pasuk to tell me you don't build the beis hamikdash on Shabbos, right? Even though it's a lav sheyesh bo kares, and without that special pasuk, I would say it is doche, right? The who veikur kares ilav dashminim havi ameino asi esei deva asuli mikdash v'dochi lav the Shabbos. And the Mepharshim explained, L'chora, it's actually L'chaim Shneim. Build the Beis HaMikdash the next day. You have to build it today. But they say that the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash is a constant mitzvah. And if you build it tomorrow, you're not Mekayim today's mitzvah. Right? It's not a mitzvah that you do one time. Right? You can do it tomorrow. Do it today. Right? It's a constant, whenever that's possible to have a Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. And if you build it tomorrow, you're Mevatel today's mitzvah. Right? Because it's not... it's not once to do it, it's constant to do it. That's the idea. Gemara says, lo, lav the mechamer. No, the havamina only was that binyan beis hamikdash should be docha lavim of Shabbos, like mechamer, but not koris. It was never a havamina should be docha koris, only a lav. Gemara says, vafilo hachi lo dochi. That's the case, we're back to the question we asked before. So that means that an essay is not docha lo sase, right? The truth is, it's a little bit difficult, because first the Gemara wanted to say, from here you should learn, that everywhere else, an essay is doch alav sheish bokoris, because here you need a special pasuk. And that's why what's it called, you need a pasuk by Aleha. Now the Gemara says, so by regular lavim, and instead of saying, okay, so I don't know, let's learn from here, the essay doch alav sase, because over here it's not doch only because of a special pasuk. Mashiv wouldn't be a special pasuk, it would be docha. Here the Gemara just asks, is just the opposite. Let's learn from here that essay is not docha lo sase. Because just like over here it's not docha, other places not. The Gemara is just asking from every tzad. That's all. In other words, it's possible to learn from here that this is special and the mela other case will be different. It's possible to learn from here that you learn from here to other cases. So whatever the Gemara can ask, it asks on all the sides. The chitei mashani lavi the Shabbos the chamire, and the same thing we said before. Maybe no, you can't learn from the fact that an essay is not docha a lo sase of Shabbos to other essay docha lo sase, because lo sases of Shabbos are more chomer, even if they're not koresh, but they're more chomer because they're part of Shabbos, right? V'hatana bi'amlakoi v'lo kaporet. The Tana, there's a Tana who learns from the fact that you don't listen, what's it called, that binyan based on ikdash, or that you don't listen to your father to be docha lav, right, by Shabbos, to other lavim. And it doesn't differentiate between lav of Shabbos and other lavim. The Tanya, yochel omer lo avi vitame, or she omer lo altar, so yochel yishom, alo tamad lomer, ishi mova avi tiro, right, kulchem chayom dechvodi. So that you can't be. Can't be, we'll learn it from binyan based on ikdash, right? Because what's it called? We're talking by Stamalav of Shabbos. Mar says, so by Stamalav of Shabbos, then why don't you learn from here that Ein Esed Ocholos say? And you can't say because the Lav and the Shabbos are different, because you see the Tana holds there's no difference. So if you're going to learn it talking about Lavim, then learn from here that Ein Esed Ocholos say. Elamai must be talking about Kares. If it's talking about Kares, then only here is a Lav, not Docha Kares. But by Yibum it would. Therefore you need Oleho. So we're back with an answer to why you need Oleho. Shmur says, Ela mishum de'ikal mifrach, no, still no raya. Mishum de'ikal mifrach malahana shekein hechsher mitzvah. Right? No, this case also is only hechsher mitzvah. Right? Because, the way Rashi learns, over here, it's impossible to, what's it called, to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos unless you mechal Shabbos. Bashainkain, it's possible to Makayim Yibum without being over the Isra of Achosisha by having Chalitza. That's how Rashi looks, okay? Where it says, Hechsher Mitzvah take it with me, Hossam. Hechsher Mitzvah we can learn from Kibbutz Avoim. So, what do you need? Another case of Hechsher Mitzvah? Ein Hachinami. Right? Ein Hachinami. You can learn that from Kibbutz Avoim. Here, Shapsosai Tishmoru Mikdoshi Tiro Lom. At least, what do I need this case for? Shapsosai Tishmoru Mikdoshi Tiro. You needed to teach me a different limud. Yochel Yisrael Yavim Mikdash. And I think that your yiras from the Mikdash itself. You're afraid of the Mikdash. Talmud Lomar Eshabsosai Tishmaru V'yashmak Mikdashi Tiro. It's Makish Shabbos to Mikdash. Nemra Shmira B'Shabbos V'Nemra Mora B'Mikdash. Ma Shmira Ha'amura B'Shabbos Lo Mishabbos Atom Yisrael. You're not keeping Shabbos, you're keeping what the Rabban Shalom said. It's not Shabbos that you're afraid of, it's the mitzvah of the Rabban Shalom. Ela mimisha hizra ala Shabbos. Af mora hamura b'mikdash. So too, the mikdash is not an intrinsic thing that brings respect and fear, right? Lo mimikdash atayi mishori ela mimisha hizra ala mikdash. Okay, Rashi. Hotana b'alma gomer lav detuma v'helem aveda mi lavi b'Shabbos l'parach. Tana compares other lavim to the lavim of Shabbos and says that the halach will be the same thing. It doesn't ask, maybe lavim of Shabbos are different. Typically, mihasa, mi'ishi mo v'avitaro, the hechsher mitzvah hu v'lo dochi. Right? If it's to tell me that even by hechsher mitzvah, again, the way Rashi learns, even by hechsher mitzvah, even what's it called, where you have to be over the lav to be behind the mitzvah, still it's not docha by kibbutz, right? What's it called? Still, it's not docha. So why do you have to learn that from Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Learn that from Kibbutz. We know already that in the case where you have to be over the lav to mekayim the essay, even so, by Koresh, it's not docha. So why do we need another limud for that? Lomar le mahadar le michtav hacha shabsosai tishmoru. Elalav techilif minei dafilo elalav the tailif minei dafilo below hefshir mitzvah ilok siv kra behedya the low dachi amrin the dachi must be in main opinion. If it's not to tell me that by hefshir mitzvah it's not docha, but if you wouldn't have a special pasuk it would be even by not hefshir mitzvah like yibum it would be docha lav sheish bokaris because there's no if there wouldn't be a special pasuk. In case it's shvich aleha, therefore I need the pasuk aleha to tell me that by yibum it's not docha, because I have two psukim. One tells me where hechsher mitzvah, this is where Rashi learns, and the other one is even by not hechsher mitzvah I would think it's docha if you didn't have a special pasuk. Kamash malon the aleha that it's not docha. Nemar shmira b'shabbos. Mar says no, I need this case to tell me a special halacha by mora mikdash that you're not afraid of the mikdash, you're afraid of the rabbanu shlom. Nemar shmira b'shabbos and mora b'mikdash. The Akish and Akosh Bas Echad, the Torah compared them in one pasuk. Lo mi Shabbos ato mi Siyari, the Loksi be Mora. It doesn't say to be afraid of the Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos. Obviously, you're keeping Shabbos, because the Rabbanu Shlom said, not because Shabbos said. And therefore, what's it called? The same thing by Mora Mikdash. You're not afraid of the Mikdash. You're afraid of the Rabbanu Shlom, who told you that the Mikdash has to have, you have to have respect for the Mikdash.